All right, big news this morning is that George and Laura Bush have found a home here in Dallas in Preston Hollow. Apparently, this is where they will live when he is done being president here in about 6 weeks or so. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is President George W. Bush. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Wow.
Users.
George. Or Mr. President, I guess we should
How goes it?
Well, what an honor this is, and we're looking forward to having you as a neighbor.
Well, I'm coming home, and I'm very excited about that. We got about 7 weeks or so from now. I'm going to be in Dallas in my backyard relaxing in a hot tub with my soulmate.
That's great.
My soulmate, a cold Miller Lite.
Looking forward to relaxing, I bet, after these 8 years.
Hey, there's something I've been wanting to say for 8 years, and I can finally say it now.
What's that?
Vaginal slash born.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. President. Please don't stoop to that level.
I'm a huge P1. I, of course, couldn't comment on that since I've been the president and everything, but Dick Cheney and I listen online all the time.
Really? Wow.
Dick Cheney does.
What an honor.
Love the fake Jerry. Good us fake Wade. Is that you, Ja?
Yeah, I do that, I guess, yeah.
Got to say, though, I never listen to bad radio.
Oh, we get it.
Right.
We
get it. Yeah, because that's what they...
Actually, I just started listening recently, Who's this Canadian they have on the show now?
That's a long story.
Well, who is it? What's his name?
Oh, Donovan?
No, they have on some guy who's from up north near Canada. He's from a northern state.
And like I said, that's
Bob
a long
Sturm.
Oh, yeah, Bob Sturm, yeah.
He's American.
What are you talking about, George?
Well, I thought you were referring to the Canadian Donovan thing. We don't have time to get into that.
That's offensive.
Yeah, it is offensive.
Well, the thing I miss most about Dallas is got to be the fake boobs.
Really?
Oh, man, I look forward to seeing them flotation devices on the front of some of them Preston Hollow mommies.
Gosh.
There's no doubt about it. I'm going to be slapping those things around like it's going out of style.
Well, sir, that. You are
no
married.
Doubt, no doubt in my mind.
Oh, gosh.
Barry Uncle Rico.
Hey, where's Grego?
He's no longer with the station, Mr. President.
That's old news.
That's right. I used the Patriot Act to find out what went on there.
Yeah, a lot's changed since you were living here and used to listen.
Tom Hicks and I are going to be hanging out a lot.
Yeah, you're going to be neighbors, I guess, huh?
Yeah, last time I saw him, I dared him to buy and destroy an English football club. I have no idea whether he did it or not.
He did.
I think he's pretty much done that.
I have some follow-through for you. Can't wait to get out of the White House. These Obama people are taking over.
Oh, they've already started to take over.
His transition team. They've already put some 22s on the presidential limo. He said he wanted to be rolling on some dubs when the ass hits the fan. And they've rewired the stereo system here in the White House. They got the bass a thumping.
Already, huh?
Yeah, why do them people like bass so much?
What do you mean, them people?
Them Democrats.
Oh, okay.
Bill
gotcha.
Clinton had it the same way.
Did he?
I had to cut off that subwoofer. Johnny Cash don't sound good with a subwoofer.
No, you don't need that.
I got to tell you guys something.
What's that?
This Obama, he comes in here talking about hope and change and positivity.
Uh-huh.
But he's going to leave here depressed and as horny as I am. I got to tell you, I'm back on the sauce and it feels good.
Oh, no. Mr. President.
Feels real good.
Oh, dear.
Don't say that.
Barley House still open?
Yes, the Barley House is still open.
We'll be hanging there with the afternoon cloud. First thing I'm going to do when I get back there is hit a guy's night out. We're going to make a party of it.
Well, good. We'd love to have
Maybe
you, Mr.
have a can drive or something like that.
Well, yeah. We did that last night, but we'll do something.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I tell you, like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing them fake cans down there.
Boy, what the presidency does to some people.
Hey, you guys stay hard.
Okay.
Got to get moving.
All right, Mr. President. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll see ya.
Okay, thank you
thank
for calling.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye now.
There he is. The president from Washington. That is pretty cool. That may be a common occurrence when he moves to town. 8:45 here on